I've enjoyed everything. It's been so good. Hope we've been helped some kind of way the Lord has through us. We're nobody come. You've been so good. And your food, boy, it keeps coming in. And it's getting, if it's such thing, better and better. Our terminology back in the country is gooder and gooder. They tell me I talk so country, I called up to a place in Arkansas, I won't call no names, but it was close by here a while back, and left a message on the answer machine. They held it and went around, got people over the house, and kept replaying it, I found out, laughing at me. I don't know if people do you any kind of way. Said, if that ain't Southern, ain't nothing. Well, I'm Southern. But I'm saved, hallelujah. On my way to heaven. Yes, I've had a wonderful time of fellowship with your pastor and his family, and the Spirit of the Lord here has been so good. I tell you what, I just want to tell you my heart. I believe that you're on the verge if you just won't quit. Hallelujah. And keep her going. God will do great things for you. I know a lot of people say we're in the end time, and I believe we are, but they think God's miracles and revival and all these things quit in the end, but they didn't do it. No, sir, long as God is still God, and he still is, he is the same, and whatever you need and I need, he'll still do it. Amen? Turn in your Bibles to the book of St. John, second chapter. Thank you for the offering, everything. You've been too good. Still want you to help us tonight. Mind, didn't your pastor preach Sunday morning? Oh, man. I kid with him. But I'm really kind of serious. I told him I want to grow up and be just like him, Brother Anthony. Amen. I told him everybody's got somebody they idolize and want to be like. I said, mine's you. Second chapter, St. John. Starting with verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. I like that. He told them, fill them up. And they filled them up to the brim. They didn't just go halfway do this thing, but they filled it up to the brim. Hallelujah. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. Just make a comment here. I believe Jesus is saving the best to the last. We're having a good time now, but he's saving the best to the last. Hallelujah. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. If you would, I'd like for you to stretch your hand this way and pray that God would lend his anointing. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Move, oh God, hide us behind the cross. Work your will, oh God, work your will, work your will, work your will in this service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch every heart.
pray that what you want accomplished be accomplished. We'll give you the glory. In
Jesus' name, amen. Want to talk to you just a few minutes. It won't be. I'm not going to make up for them four nights. If you wanted that, you ought to give it to me because I ain't no two-hour preacher. But I want to talk to us about your part of the miracle. Your part of the miracle. I know you know what it is, but let me remind you. A work of a supernatural origin and character such as could not be produced by natural agents and means. In other words, something you can't do. All right. Something that there ain't no way that your hands can do, your mind. I mean, it's just not in your power to do. Right. Yeah. But what I like about this is it said this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory is what it said in verse 11. Did you get it? This beginning of miracles. It didn't say the beginning, but it said the ending, but the beginning of miracles. Hallelujah. I thank God for the miracle of turning the water into wine, don't you? But oh, I'm glad that there's more miracles than just that day then. I'm glad that God still works miracles now.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. I know that some of you have experienced miracles before in your life, haven't you? If you've been saved, you've experienced a miracle. Amen? That's right. If you received the power of the Holy Ghost, it's a miracle. You couldn't do it within yourself. You needed that. You needed to make it to heaven. Or if you've experienced the God healing virtue, healed your body, you've experienced a miracle. That's right. Oh, hallelujah. But you know what? I read in Hebrews 13:8 where the Bible said Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, meaning that he is still the same God. He has the same power. He has the same ability. He has the same might to perform for his people now as he did back then. I'm glad he was a God of Elijah, but I'm glad that he's a God of a house of prayer. Amen. I'm glad that he was a God of Moses and led him through the Red Sea, but can I tell you, you may have a Red Sea, but he's still the God that apart the waters. Hallelujah. He's still a God that'll make a way where there is no way. He's still a God that when you pray and the devil says, yeah, that'll never happen, I'm glad he's a God that'll see to it that it does happen. I'm here to tell you that if you've yoked up with Jesus, you've yoked up with one that is still a miracle man. He's still can do whatever. He's not just used to walk the water, but he rides on the wind. Hallelujah. He walks away. He controls everything. He's in control tonight. Antichrist may be setting up his kingdom, and he is, but we've got a miracle worker, hallelujah, on our side tonight. Amen. Now, Christ here had never operated like that before. And don't forget that mothers know their children better than anybody else. You get that? Hallelujah. Woo, she looked over there and said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. He come over and kind of rebuked his mother, you know, but down in her heart she knew him. And I believe she just knew that if they'd go to him, that he'd do what they needed. Hallelujah. Thank God. Now, I have no doubt tonight in my mind that Christ could have performed this miracle all by himself. You say, well, I thought he did. Hang on a minute. No, sirree. There was somebody there that had a part in this miracle. Amen. And you may need a miracle tonight. Do you? Hallelujah. I need him to do something special for me. What about you? I've got something before him. I carried it back to him today that I can't do. In fact, I've been to the doctors and they ain't done it. But can I tell you, I believe that he can work this thing for me tonight. Woo! Amen. I'd like to preach tonight, amen, on a miracle God, and then work a miracle while I was preaching. Amen. I was preaching one night, my oldest daughter, Julianne there, just stood up and got to praising God while I was preaching, and the Holy Ghost fell down and shouted on the house. Hallelujah. Can I tell you that at any time, if we'll have faith and believe God, He can work a miracle for you and me. Hey, the miracle days ain't over with. Amen. No, they're still here because we've still got the miracle Jesus. Hey. Hallelujah. Brother Shad tells me I go too fast, so I'm going to slow down. I told you I want to be like him. Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus looked over there, and he said, when they come to him, he said, go fill the water pots. Now, you believe what you want to, but they was in for a real miracle, but not until they done their part. Amen. That's right. That miracle would have been on hold if they had not filled those water pots. They would not have drank that good wine. Amen. And had the best in the last. Can I get an amen? Except they obeyed him and done their part of the miracle. It might be tonight that you've got a part that you need to do, and then you could have that great miracle. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. I believe tonight that obedience is better than sacrifice. I believe tonight the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land. Amen. You said, well, what could I do? That's probably the way that little lad felt when he come along to see all the miracle Jesus was doing. Little fella had five loaves and two fishes, had five pieces of bread, couple fishes. He had no idea that he could be a part of a miracle. You know, the devil would like to have you to believe tonight that you don't play a part and there's nothing you can do in it and you cannot contribute. But can I tell you, he looked around and said, come here, little laddie. He came over there and took what that little boy had. Amen. That little fella contributed until one of the greatest miracles that's ever been recorded in history. Well, they fed 5,000 and more and then gathered up 12 baskets left over. My God, that's enough for everybody. Amen. That's enough for you. That's enough for you. That's enough for you and you and everybody in the house. And then there's some left. Then there's some left. Hallelujah. He can work for every one of us, and he will once we do our part. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I read about the paralytic. He couldn't walk. He couldn't go to Jesus. Amen. But he needed a miracle. He needed to be healed. He needed to be made whole. And so, it took probably at least four. Hallelujah. I'm a half an ocean of pulling four of you out of here. But let's say Jesus was down yonder. They picked him up and they carried him to where Jesus was. Then they couldn't get in the house because it was packed and there wasn't no room. Well, did they give up on the miracle? Have you gave up on yours? Come on. You say, oh, I don't see no way I can get there. Don't you give up. If he bids you do something, it's within your capability. He ain't asked you to do nothing you can't do. Hey, man, he knows how many talents you have. He knows you got 2, 4, 6, however how many. And he won't ask you no more than what he has given you to do. It will be within your ability to do it. And they got there and they said, I won't see this man well. I'm going to do my part, whatever it is. I would tonight we'd get so hungry, we'd get so thirsty and so craving to see a miracle. Hey, man, it got to do what we need. Then we'd say, no matter what it is, God, I'll do it. Amen. Amen. I see them fetching a ladder, and I see them shimming up and getting on the roof and snatching back the shingles and prying up the plywood and poking a hole through the sheetrock, if you please, and cutting a hole. And I see them on ropes on four corners of letting him down. Amen. Woo! Hey, they done their part then. They done their part then. They done all they could do. And once we do all we can do, and when we look, and when we think, and when we feel, we can't think of nothing. We can't find nothing else to do. Let me tell you, you've done your part then, and just get ready. He's fixing to do his part. Amen. He touched him, made him whole. Can I tell you, he'd like for us to do ours, and he will do his. I've seen little simple things. All God wanted to do was simple things sometimes. But people wasn't willing. And as long as they wasn't willing, they didn't do their part. And then they went home empty. We was having revival at the home church some few years ago. My brother got all messed up in his back and he was barely maneuvering around. One night he was there in service and the Lord began to move. And it wasn't no real big time, you know, move, as we call them. But nobody knew what God was doing with him. He'd been praying, Lord, heal me. He'd been requesting prayer. He said, I can go to the doctor, but I just feel in my, he's younger than I am, 10 years. He said, well, I just feel like God wants me to trust him. He'll heal me. Well, at night, I thought, I said, man, what in the world is he doing? A little bit, he got down over, I mean, slow, on his hands and knees. And he started just barely going. I said, man, the man got a messed up back. He down in the floor. You could see it was all he could do. I said, he had lost his mind. Hallelujah. But in a little bit, he made a little ways. What was he doing? He was doing his part. We didn't hear it, but he heard it. Hallelujah. I ain't heard it, but you heard it. Brother Shad may not have heard it, but you heard it. Amen. Brother Casey may not have heard it, but you heard it. Hallelujah. These may not have heard it, but you heard it. Vice versa. Amen. Yeah. He speaks plain when he speaks. Hallelujah. Next thing, the glory fell down in that place. And man, my brother started. I said, whoa, a little bit. He got up and he just shouted all over the place. He got up, stood up, testified. He said, well, I know you think I'm crazy, but the Lord spoke to me and said, if you'll get down and crawl around that altar, I'll heal you tonight. He done it. Hey, the man ain't had it sin. You know what he done? Just simply obeyed God. We're letting a lot of things slip through our hand. We're letting a lot of things get away from us and going without when we can simply obey God and do our part. Woo! It ain't hard. We just need to do our part of the miracle. My, 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 my. Woo! Hey, this is one of the messages that we'll let it, and it ain't me, it's God. It'll build us up and get us ready to get some from God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus, oh Jesus, Master, oh Master, if you'd have just been here, our brother would not have died. Amen. He said, where is he at? Oh, it's too late, he said, Brother Jack. He'd been dead 4 days.
He's thinking, but now Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Amen. I asked you, what's graveyard to the resurrector of life? Hallelujah. Amen. What is a graveyard to he who is the resurrection and life? Amen. Woo! Amen. Can these bones live? Thou knowest. Did they live? Yes, they lived. Hallelujah. Why? Hallelujah. Because he has God. I ain't a doubt in my mind. He could have said, God, shove that stone back. Bring Lazarus here. You believe that? But what did he tell him? He said, go take away the stone. Hallelujah. Woo! We just keep saying, God, do it. God, do it. God, do it. Listen a little closer. He's saying, son, daughter, go. Do. Hallelujah. Oh, we don't like that part, do we? Hallelujah. Hey, if we want a miracle, we got to do it, whether we like it or not. Hallelujah. Hey, we play a part in getting our miracle. They went and rolled a stone back. He cried in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He come out. What'd he tell him? Let him go. Hallelujah. Their part wasn't over. They went over and went to undoing him. 4 days stinketh by now. Restored back to the home. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. There may be some of our lost loved ones that the devil set there away for good. They won't be back. They can't be saved. But I come to tell you, the devil may even say that it stinketh by now. I say they do. Hallelujah. But you know what? If we'll do our part, if we'll do our part, hallelujah, he can bring them back. He can bring them back. He can bring them back here and reunite them with the house of prayer, with the family of God, with the kingdom of heaven. Woo! Hallelujah. Young girl, many years ago, got saved and was very conscientious. We need to get that way. And praying one day, she said, Lord, deal with her. Said, go across the road to that blacksmith shop. Witness to him about Jesus, how he saved you. Invite him to church. She said, Lord, that's the meanest man in town. Everybody's scared of that man. That's right. I said, a little old frail young girl like me got no business over there to the big robust mean man of town. She couldn't get away from it. The Lord went on for us to unction her and said, if you'll go, I'll send a great revival to your church. Oh, God. They done had revival for a while. She's the only one got saved. The evangelist was gone. Oh, but she went over there and she knocked on the door. He said, who is it and what do you want? She opened the door. Big, robust fella, stripped down to his waist, hooking a big old hammer onto some heated steel. She kind of felt like shrinking away, but something came over and she got real bold. He just kept beating it. He beat more frantically. I'm preaching on your part of miracle now. Hallelujah. And he beat till he got done. He turned around, looked at her, dropped the hammer, and said, now what is it you want with me? She went up there. Oh, God. Put her little hand in his big old hand. She just stroked and rubbed and said, I got saved last week, and the Lord's dealt with me to come tell you about it. She told him about it and asked him to come to church. He broke down and said, okay, I don't know nobody else, he said, through clenched teeth, that could get me to do this. But it's something about this little girl. I can't turn her down. He said, I'll be there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! She went back home. She done her part. I said she went back home. She done her part. But the next Sunday morning, here come in the hulking blacksmith of the town. Sit down. Preacher preached, and he went and prayed. He got saved, and they said nearly the whole town was converted because he went door to door. Said, hey, God save me. God save anybody. Come on to town. Hallelujah. It was because of one lad that done her part, and God wrought a miracle. Hey, you don't know. You got a part. It might be your little part. You say, I can't do it. You can do it. You could be the very strength that's holding things back. I feel this tonight. Hallelujah. The devil wants to cheat us. Brother Anthony, I ain't got away from you obeying God last night. You said we've been so high so many times, and we always come back down. I don't know why, but that pierced me slam through. The day praying, the day meditating, I kept seeing you as you raised your hand and said we got so high, but we came down. It just come to me again, brother. It might be because we go so far and we can't quite get that miracle because somebody ain't quite done their part. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Woo, you say, you personate me? No, I ain't singling out nobody, but the Holy Ghost will. And I said, the Spirit of God will. He'll pin it right down and push you in the heart and say, I'm waiting on you. We say we're waiting on God, but really God's waiting on us. Hey, we ain't waiting on him. He's waiting on us. And when we do our part, you won't have to keep waiting. He will do his part. Now, let me go one step further. Who knows the story of Naaman? Leprosy. You know, I always looked at that and I said, my Lord. Bro, okay, here's a man. He has seen leprosy. He knows what it'll do. He knows what the end of it is. And here he is, been told a cure for it and won't do it. I got so down on Naaman for all these years, I said, that guy'd be the craziest man I ever seen. I did, bro. See, that's so simple. That could be healed. Read again the other day, and the Lord said he's just like you. That's right. He's just an average man. He's just no different than you. He's just as strong-willed as you. I'm talking to myself now, so you can't get mad. He's just stubborn as you. He's just a hard head as you. He wants his way just as much as you do. Hey, and he showed me some time that I wasn't doing a thing in the world but imitate Naaman. Hallelujah. Amen. Come out here. I'm doing the same thing Naaman do. Amen. And God was asking me less than dipping in dirty Jordan 7 times. Can I tell you that you got to get willing? It may not be what you want. It may not be what you thought. It may not be what the flesh wants. It may not be what you desire. But if God says, if you'll do this, I'll do that. Nothing short of that. We'll bring you the healing. We'll bring you the cleansing. We'll bring you the victory. We'll make you whole. Can I tell you, we just got to do our part. Woo! I don't know why. Holy Ghost just nudged me. I still want to talk about myself. That way you can still like me. I got to the place one time that Spirit of God moved in the church. I seemed couldn't feel it like I needed to and like I used to and like those around me was doing. Oh, I kind of put on a little bit every now and then. You know, Brother Keith, I didn't want to be just no old sore thumb standout. One night it got me so bad. This didn't go on a terrible long time, just a few services. I said, God, I got to have your presence to come down on me. Let me feel you like I used to. Hallelujah. So I can't keep going like this. Oh, did I ever more open up something then? Oh, he said, well, you know why you're over here feeling like you're feeling and experiencing what you're experiencing. So you remember last week when you was on the job and your boss man told you how to do something and you thought that was as back as it could be and it so fretted you until, Lord, y'all will run me off now. You don't, I'm fixing to shoot. You ain't going to have no confidence in me. Hallelujah. Amen. That's for a priest. Does that help? We still humans if we do preach. And I've made mistakes since the preach too. But I tell you what, I know what it takes to get God back in our midst. I know what it takes to get the hand of God to move. Hallelujah. And we got a part. We can't go along and just want God to dip us in honey every day and not do our part. Brother James, he said, you remember you told him if he wanted it done that way, do it yourself. Lord, what a Christian attitude. My heart smote me then, and I should have corrected that then. Hard-headed Naaman went home with it, went to work with it, home. You know what he done? He looked at me and said, fine, I'll do it. Made me that much worse. In service, all this working on me. And me beginning to want to feel that nearness to God again, that closeness. That intimate feeling, if you please. It was something. He was dealing with me, but it was like he was reaching way over there and touching me. I want him to pull me back up again. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. He said, you see that brother right over there? People were just shouting and having a good time. I said, yes, sir, I see him. He said, that's him. And he tore me up. He said, he's the boss, signed your check, paid you, hired you, reading food on your table. You talk to that man like that. Get over and apologize to him, and I'll bless you again. You say, well, that ain't no miracle. I'd have died and went to hell because I was getting further and further and further. I'd have drifted. I may have stayed in church 5 years, but I wouldn't have felt God. God, you are backslid whether you're in the pew or whether you're in the street. Amen? Hallelujah. You got to have God in your life. You got to have the quickness of God. Amen. That's right. Some of us are dying in the pew if we don't do our part. Some of us will lose out in the house of God under anointed preaching if we don't do our part. Some of us will live a lifetime without the Holy Ghost if we forever forsake to do that one thing that God wants us to do.
Lord have mercy.
I went over there and I said, brother, you remember the other day? Yeah. Tears started running down. That's when you know people mean business. I ain't saying it because I done it. But this stuff coming up say, if I done anything against you, I want you to forgive me. You ain't done your part. You ain't gonna get away with that. You got to go back. I'd rather do it right to start with. I said, brother, you're my boss man. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have acted that way. I shouldn't have done that. I'm very sorry for it, and I got to have your forgiveness. He looked at me and said, son, don't worry about it. Said, I didn't think nothing else about it. I said, well, God did. Hallelujah. We ain't thinking about some things, but God is. We done forgot about them, but God ain't. We done rubbed on them and rubbed on them until we kind of done rubbed the corners off and they're rounded. And our conscience has done slipped away from them, but God's ain't rounded. It's still just as sharp as it ever was. And he's still coming back to one thing. He's still turning back to one thing. When he comes over you and looks at you with his all-seeing eye, he says this one thing. And if you'll do that, that's your part. I'll do mine.
Glory to God. It was all over the place of shouting.
I just started walking. Praising God. First thing you know, it began to come down. Woo! Amen. I had me a time at night. Hallelujah. He done his part once I'd done my part. I'm not trying to hem nobody up tonight. That ain't my job. But how many need something special from the Lord tonight? I got my hand up first. Something that's not in your power to do. Something you feel like we need. That's got to come through the avenue of God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I told you, I believe I told you here about how God healed my wife, didn't I? So I won't go back in that, but I want to tell you the preface to that. I want to tell you, you don't mind me getting on myself, do you? As long as I don't get on you. It caught me at 18, almost 19 years old, and it caught me not praying like I should have been. It caught me walking at a distance that I knew better. It caught me kind of companying and being too close to things that used to I stay away from. Amen. That's right. Things I never done till I walked too far away. Bad enough for a dilemma to come in your life close to God, but let one come on you when you're walking far off, and then it's multiplied worse. And that's where mine caught me. Doctors done said she probably wouldn't live a long life, sickly all her life. I told you I didn't have insurance, I didn't have money, I didn't have and all that stuff. But the Lord told me he would do it. I told you that part, but I just didn't tell you the first part. He said, son, I still love you. He still loves us tonight. You know that. Don't you know he still loves you? Don't you know he still loved Judas when he dropped down the silver and run out and hanged himself on a limb? He loved him all the way. Don't you know he loved that young rich ruler when he wouldn't do that one thing that would get him to heaven? He loved him when he turned around and hung his head and went away. His love went right along with him. And let me tell you, if you've been failing to do your part of your miracle, his love is still right there. That's the reason he keeps dealing and tugging and wooing and pulling. That's right. He sent a peon preacher like me to tell you one more time, if you'll do your part, I'll do mine. Oh, God. He said, but if you will rededicate and consecrate and seek my face early and late, I will heal your wife. Sister Casey, I went right then and cried and cried and squalled and pawed and asked forgiveness. I got up. I set the clock early the next morning to get up early. Time to pray through before I went to work. I woke up before the clock went off. It was still dark. I slipped out, went out on the edge. We live way out in the country. It's getting populated now, but it wasn't many houses then. On the old oak grove, called on God. I went to the job, and while they eat, I went on the other side of the building and sat down by myself and prayed. I come home and checked on my sick wife, and then I went and prayed. I ain't bragging. There ain't nothing I done. I just want to bring a point to you. Oh, I prayed, David said, I prayed in the morning. I prayed at noon. And I prayed at night. Oh, God, dear women said, fast and pray, rededicate, and I'll do it. And after I'd done it with everything I could, I went to her every day. You listen to me. I'm telling you the truth. And I said, God, what else do you want me to do? And as he showed me, I obeyed him and done it because I had a miracle. Nothing short of a miracle would do what I needed. And I had to have it or I was going to lose my dear wife.
I done that way, Brother Anthony, until the evening before he healed her the next day. I went to that same place, and I said, God, man, he was telling me so many things, I just knew I'd never get them all done. It seemed like a lot, but really it wasn't that much. The devil magnifies these things to us. He has us thinking it's so big. And you know what? Every time you've done it, you'll be my witness that you said, if I'd have known it was that easy and that simple, I'd have done it. But that evening, I searched and I looked and I asked him and I stayed a little longer, but he never gave me nothing else. Did you get that? While at work the next day, my miracle came. My miracle came. Since then, I've got three, I think, just prettier girls that walk on 2 feet. Hallelujah. All because of a miracle that God did for me. Something I couldn't do. But he said, son, if you'll do your part, I'll do my part. You got me a song. I feel like I went far enough. Hallelujah. You know what? We can go back into history and we can go back into time as far as we want to, church. But let me tell you something. Every great thing, everything we term as a miracle, that person or that party had a part before they got their miracle. I was seeking the baptism. I had to tell this while I'm waiting. Seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thought I'd done everything I knew to do. But just a young convert, Brother Casey, I'd never even thought about it. I got to pray and the Lord came down, just nudged it on my heart and said, fast 3 days. Hallelujah. And I'll give you the Holy Ghost. Man, I took off. Oh, it was rough and it was tough. 15 years old, never tried it. But let me tell you something. When I knelt down on my knees about a day after that, the Shekinah glory came down. Holy Ghost come over me. I've never had experience like it before. I should have. I wished I had a. And you don't have to have it this way. But I remember going down on my knees and lifting my head. And that's all I remember for a space of time. When I come to, I was going around and around in a circle shouting and speaking in another language. And everybody in the house, I seen people shouting that night, speaking in tongues I'd never seen. Everybody in the house was aglow with the power of God. But we got to do our part. Brother Anthony, you're not wanting something we can't have. House of prayer can't have, and that's a mighty revival. Souls being saved. Hallelujah. Bodies being healed. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Do you believe in the Holy Ghost? Yes. Amen. We can still have it then. Amen. I'll tell you, there's such a thing as an unbeatable three, and that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You can't beat them. You put them together. Hallelujah. And you got some coming. Hallelujah. If you'll do your part. And let me tell you, they're everyone on our side. They're everyone for us. Amen. And they, everyone, will do what we need if we'll do what? Our part. I don't want you to raise your hand and to tell me, but right now, the Lord would have never laid this on my heart like he did if there wasn't people here that needed a miracle, number one. And if there wasn't people here that he was waiting on them to do their part, number two.
then he would have never, number three, fixed it that way and dealt with me to preach it this way. If number three, once we done ours, he wouldn't do his. Stand all over the house. Lift your hands and praise the Lord.
Thank you, God, for this
message. Oh, God. Oh, God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah!
Oh, God.
Oh, God, there's a miracle for everybody here tonight. There's a song said there's one for you, there's one for me. Deal with our hearts right now, God. Speak to our hearts. Refresh it to our mind. Bring it vividly before us. And let us see real bright and clear one more time what you're waiting on and what you're holding back. Hey, hey, it ain't as far away as you think. It's just one thing. It's just one thing. Just like the young rich ruler, he said, what have I got to do? He said, one thing lackest thou. One thing tonight lackest thou. You have your greatly needed miracle. Heads bowed and eyes closed as they play and sing.
He's sending miracles down my way.
He's still sending miracles, church. Now the devil don't want you to believe that. He'd like to shut this out right now and have you to doubt that he's a miracle worker.
If I can just believe, and if I can only believe,
that's the devil's job, but it's the Holy Ghost's job, as he's come here to do tonight, to convince you that if you'll do your part. You said, me? I feel like I'm smaller than the little lad that come into town that day. It don't matter. He's just got to have your part. He's just got to have your part. You said, well, I'm the last one got saved here. Oh, I'm just a little peon. Oh, no, you ain't not in heaven. Hallelujah. He loves you as much as anybody here. And all he wants is what you've got. Just your part. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Please, all over the house. No looking around. Right now. Right now, would you say, preacher, raise your hand and say, preacher, I got something I need God to do that's out of my strength and power and control. I need a miracle. Raise your hand. I see them. I see them all over the house. I see them all over the house. Hallelujah. And I believe there'll be more than the hands that raise. There goes some more. He'll do it, church. He'll do it, church. Oh, he'll do it, church.
There's such power in your
name. Now, how many will step out right now and come to this altar and say, I'm coming to do my part. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is waiting on you. The Spirit of God is wooing you. Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you come? Is there one thing that you know that would bring you closer? That would bring you into that close state? That close place? That holy place? That intimate place with God? Hallelujah.
So if I can just believe, and if I can only receive, I'll get a miracle.
And we'll believe tonight, and it will obey God. He'll do what we need. Don't doubt him tonight, church. Don't doubt him for a moment tonight, church.